we're ready to go.
Good morning. This is Commissioner Susan Wiefald. It's 10 o'clock a.m., April 4th, 2008. The North Dakota Public Service Commission is meeting for a special meeting today in the Commission Hearing Room, 12th floor of the State Capitol Building in our Commission Hearing Room. We have four items on the agenda today. The first one is in my portfolio. It relates to two cases. The siting application for the wind farm, Ashtabula Wind, LLC, that's case PU0832, and also the 230 kV electric transmission line in Barnes County that relates to the Ashtabula Wind project in that same county, and that's case number PU0873. I move the commission issue a notice of filings, those are the applications, and a notice of hearings in the applications of Ashtabula Wind, LLC, for a certificate of site compatibility in case number PU0832, authorizing construction of a proposed 200-megawatt Ashtabula Wind Energy Center, and a waiver of procedures and time schedules, a certificate of corridor compatibility, and a route permit in case number PU0873, authorizing construction of an associated 230 kV transmission line, all in Barnes County, North Dakota.
Is Commissioner Kramer second?
Second.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I didn't go to my fellow commissioners at the beginning of the meeting that we're here. I'll say that right now. Okay. We have Commissioner Kramer here and Commissioner Clark here, and I apologize. All right. Okay, then on this notice of filings and notice of public hearings that we're doing today, the public hearing is the important thing that we want to point out the dates for. The public hearing on the application will be on both of these applications will be held on May the 2nd of 2008. The hearing for the transmission line corridor and route in case number PU0873 is scheduled at 9 a.m. In the Valley City Auditorium in Valley City. The public hearing on the application for a certificate of site compatibility filed in case number PU0832 is scheduled to begin May 2nd, 2008 at 10:30 a.m. in the Valley City Auditorium. The standard issues in these proceedings will be considered, and if anyone needs more information, they should, of course, contact the North Dakota Public Service Commission.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, now we'll go to Commissioner Clark.
TC1, I move the commission issue a notice of hearing in Mid-Continent Communications Interconnection Arbitration Application, case number PU0858.
Second.
I did pick up one error in the notice but wasn't able to get in touch with staff prior to the meeting to get it changed. And I'll go over that in just a moment. What this is the Mid-Continent Beck Communications Interconnection Arbitration February of this year, Mid-Continent filed a petition for arbitration with this commission to arbitrate several unresolved issues arising out of an interconnection agreement negotiation between Mid-Continent and Beck to provide phone services within Beck's service territory. And James Sharp, who's the arbitrator in this case, had a pre-hearing and has set out a number of issues that are to be determined as part of the arbitration proceeding. We list those in the notice. The one error, I believe, it says on October 31st, 2002. I'm quite certain that's probably March 31st, 2008, which is the date that he would have issued the the order. In any event, the issues are laid out there. The hearing will take place here at the Commission Hearing Room, 12th Floor, State Capitol, April 30th, 2008, 9 a.m. It is open to the public. However, only the parties to the arbitration are allowed to participate in it, and it will be the arbitrator conducting it, not the commission. The arbitrator will make a recommended decision to the commission, which it can accept, reject, or modify.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 TC2, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity to file written comments in the application for approval of an amendment negotiated to an existing interconnection agreement between Mid-Continent Communications and Consolidated Telecom, case number PU08134.
Second.
We've not had the opportunity to potentially approve an interconnection agreement lately. Typically, interconnection agreements in North Dakota, we've just been allowing to go into effect. We post them. If a party comments on them, then they take effect by rule of law, I believe, after 90 days. In this particular case, Mid-Continent and Consolidated negotiated some changes to an existing interconnection agreement, and I believe they wish us to have this go into effect sooner than the rule of law. If that's the case, then we have to send it out for notice of opportunity to file written comments, and then the commission can actually take action on it prior to the 90 days.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye. That ends the items in my portfolio.
And that ends the items before the commission today, except that we are going to be discussing in admin a diesel dispensers that do not register over $4 a gallon, and we'll be doing that shortly. So we will adjourn the formal meeting. I will ask my fellow commissioners if they have anything at this point, though, that they want to comment on before we adjourn the meeting.
Nope.
All right, then. This portion of the meeting is finished, and we'll go to signing, and then we'll come back in a few minutes for the admin portion of the meeting.